Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Menatized Podcast. I sincerely hope that you are having a wonderful day and have been having a wonderful week, and that you are continuing to stay safe and healthy during this quarantine that we are all experiencing. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Google Podcast, CastBox, Radio Public, Breaker, and of course on YouTube. If you're watching me on YouTube, hello, you can see the new little item in my background, my Revenge of the Jedi poster, because I'm going to try to spice things up, make it more visually appealing for those of you that are watching me on YouTube instead of listening to me on, you know, the other podcast platforms. But yeah, this episode is all about the WWE's 11th annual Money in the Bank pay-per-view event. It's 10 years since the first Money in the Bank pay-per-view, but this is the 11th pay-per-view event. And this one's going to be, as they keep saying, the most unique Money in the Bank ladder match, or Money in the Bank pay-per-view, because it's supposed to be, at least the Money in the Bank matches, going to be at the WWE headquarters. And how that's going to work, I have no idea. And as of right now, we only have 6 matches, and, you know, since normally I would record my predictions on after Friday Night SmackDown, but since I don't anticipate any other matches being added as of right now, but I'm probably wrong. Probably they're going to add some more once I get this uploaded for you guys. But yeah, first matchup that we have on the list is the SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley versus Tamina. Now, of course, most people who follow me on my social media know that I am a fan of Bayley. Now, but and I have enjoyed her being SmackDown Women's Champion since last October. I just, because all the attention had been on Becky Lynch as the Raw Women's Champion, you know, it felt like Bayley, you know, had been just kind of shoved to the background. And just, it's not fair because she's one of the best women's wrestlers that they have in WWE, and the SmackDown Women's title should be something that the women on SmackDown, you know, are fighting to obtain. And but it's just they haven't really treated her as champion like, you know, like she is a like something like a threat, or not even not threat, threats just threats the wrong word. What is the word I'm trying to find? Basically like the way they made Becky Lynch to be such a big deal and everybody was trying to take her down, take the championship off of her, they didn't really haven't really done that with Bayley. I mean, they did. They kind of did it at WrestleMania because they had the 5-woman elimination match. But besides that, they haven't really done much to make it feel like, you know, beating her or fighting her for the championship would actually mean something. And with Tamina as the challenger, I like Tamina. I mean, but she's very, very injury prone. She's had like I don't know how many knee injuries in the 10 years that she's been with WWE. I don't know, but, I mean, I'm sure this will be a decent match. Now, where Sasha Banks is going to play in all of this, because they, again, are teasing, you know, potential breakup between her and Bayley. But just, I'm not really sure really what we're going to get out of this match, because, like I said, I'm sure it's going to be a decent match, it's just, I'm not really invested in the story. And that's the thing, after WrestleMania, I haven't really felt invested in a lot of what's been going on Raw or SmackDown. I'm more into NXT, but that's, you know, how I was even before the pandemic stuff. But as of right now, I'm thinking Bayley. I predict Bayley to win and retain the Women's Championship, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do swerve us and we do finally get the breakup of Sasha and Bayley, and whether Bayley wins by DQ, or even Tamina wins the championship because of something Sasha Banks does. I don't know. The other match that we have on here is a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. We have the champions New Day defending against The Miz and John Morrison, Forgotten Sons, which is, well, I'm sure it's going to be Steve Cutler and Wesley Blake, because Jackson Ryker, they, even on NXT, they didn't have him wrestling that much, but, you know, he might be the one that's actually in the match, who knows. And we have Lucha House Party, which is, of course, Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado. Now, I'm not really expecting too much out of this match, but I'm sure it's going to be an exciting match. I mean, they have several people in this match that can make it a very exciting contest. But with Forgotten Sons, the only one that I actually like is Jackson Ryker. Because I think it's Jackson Ryker up there because I honestly don't really care much about Forgotten Sons either way, but I think Jackson Ryker is the he used to be a gunner in TNA. Let me look up the WWE roster real quick because okay, da, 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 da. All right, there we go. Superstars. Scrolling down. And da, 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 Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? Got some work to do now. Yes, I had it correctly. I don't know why that was blanking out, huh? Anyways, he's the only one that I see any potential in on the team because, I mean, Wesley Blake, when him and Murphy were, tag team in NXT, he was, I liked him. He was all right, but outside of that, I really couldn't care less. And, Steve Cutler, he bores me, honestly. But Jackson Ryker, I like him, and I could see him getting a good singles push in the future. Now, and Lucha House Party, they've tried to make them a big deal and haven't really done well with that. At least not to me. I don't think so. And the New Day, they are, I'm sure by the time they retire, they're going to be 1,000-time tag team champions. And Miz and Morrison, of course, I love both of them. Was hoping that when Morrison came back, he would have been on his own, but they decided to play it safe and pair him up with The Miz. Now, since New Day just won the tag titles back 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? It doesn't matter. And I normally I would say it's too soon for them to lose, but then again, Miz and Morrison, they lost the tag titles just a month and a half after they won them. So who knows what the fuck's gonna go on with that? But as of right now, I'm predicting New Day to retain. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they try to swerve us and, hell, maybe a Lucha House Party will win it this time. I wouldn't mind it. But as of right now, my prediction is for the New Day to retain. And then moving on to the first Money in the Bank ladder match, climb the corporate ladder as they keep boasting about it on Raw and SmackDown over the last month. It's the women's Money in the Bank match with Asuka, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Carmella. And they, as you've already heard from Raw and SmackDown, that they because they would not shut up about it. The most unique Money in the Bank ladder match in history starts from the ground floor of WWE headquarters, and then they fight their way up to the top of the building, where they will have the briefcase hanging. And yeah, that is a unique concept, and because that is what the concept is going to be, that's why I feel like they're not going to add any other matches to the card because it's six matches, and the two Money in the Bank matches, if they're going to be fighting literally all over the entire headquarters, I imagine that's going to go on for about 40 minutes each, like Edge and Randy Orton at WrestleMania with their Last Man Standing match. But I don't know, it's just because with the women, I mean, they have done a better job with trying to showcase the women as, being something to be taken seriously, like with the men, by having them in these kind of matches. But it's just, I don't know. I mean, I don't. I mean, I'm. I just with honestly for the entire pay-per-view, I'm not that hyped. I'm really not. But of course, I'm gonna watch it because I am a wrestling fan and I try my best to keep up with everything. Of course, until the pandemic stuff had happened, I'd always boasted about NWA Power being my favorite wrestling show right now, but since that's on pause until this quarantine stuff, comes to an end, I have to settle for what we get from WWE's main shows. But Honestly, the way the match has been built up and structured, I honestly feel like it can go to any one of them in this match. I mean, probably not Carmella because she did just have it a couple of years ago. But then again, CM Punk was Money in the Bank winner 2 years straight, so who knows? But I mean, I could see Asuka winning this and getting a good push out of it. I could see Shayna Baszler winning and getting a push. I could see Nia Jax winning it. I could see Dana Brooke winning it, and I could see Lacey Evans. And in fact, my prediction is Lacey Evans to win this match. But also, I kind of want Asuka to win, well, because it's Asuka. She's awesome. She's the highlight of Monday Night Raw every week. But I also kind of want Dana Brooke to win it because, she's more than paid her dues. She's been there for 5 years. She's done the hard work. She's not injury prone like Tamina is, and she's worked hard. She's earned a good push, and I hope that that's what she'll get. Whether she wins the match or she doesn't, I hope she actually benefits from this greatly. I really do, especially after reading the article about her on the Pro Wrestling Illustrated. I want her to get a good push towards the Women's Championship. Yeah, I feel like she's earned it. But again, my prediction, Lacey Evans to win this match. Then moving on to the men's Money in the Bank ladder match, we have Daniel Bryan, Rey Mysterio, Aleister Black, King Corbin, Otis, and the returning AJ Styles, who entered this match earlier this week on Raw after winning a gauntlet match where, because apparently Apollo Crews has a knee injury. Whether or not that's a real one, I'm not 100% sure on that. But they had a gauntlet match that Bobby Lashley dominated for most of it, and they built it up like he was gonna win it, and then it came down to Humberto Carrillo. He became the one that was taking everybody out, but AJ Styles eventually returned and reclaimed the spot. And that's cool because I love AJ Styles, and I don't know. I mean, again, with the new concept of the match, again being starting on the ground floor of the headquarters and working their way up, it does leave so much potential for all kinds of crazy stuff to go on. Especially when you look at the people that are actually in the match. I mean, Daniel Bryan, he'll probably do some crazy stuff. Mysterio will do some crazy stuff. Aleister Black will do a black mask on somebody through something. Corbin will probably throw somebody through a screen. And Otis, I love Otis, but we already know he ain't gonna win this one. And then AJ, because he's the phenomenal one, there's no end to the possibilities of what he can do in this match. But as of right now, my prediction for who I think is gonna win, I actually have two predictions, and I actually even wrote it down on my list that I have on here. I'm predicting either AJ Styles or Aleister Black to win this match. And I would be fine either way because both of them are two of my favorites in WWE. Not just on Raw, but in WWE completely. I mean, hell, honestly, I wouldn't mind anybody in this match winning, but we know Otis ain't gonna win this. That's just a given. He is not gonna win. We love Otis, but he ain't gonna get it. But yeah, I'm predicting AJ Styles and Aleister Black to come out victorious and be the new Mr. Money in the Bank. Now we move on to the main event championship matches. We have the Universal Championship match. Braun Strowman defending against Bray Wyatt. And as of right now, it's not. I haven't seen any listings of it being The Fiend Bray Wyatt. But we'll see what happens on SmackDown. It could end up being The Fiend Bray Wyatt. But we'll see how that goes. Now, I mean, this is a good feud to give him. But it's just a few, I mean, considering all the quarantine stuff, and I was talking to my brother about it, it was either last week or the week before, whichever week that we were talking, that we agreed. It's kind of feel like they're trying to like hotshot some of these main event stories for both championships because of the quarantine and pandemic stuff. Which, I mean, I understand because there's no it's uncertain what's gonna happen over the next few months, but so that's what they're trying to hotshot it as we were saying. But at the same time, like, they could have maybe just kind of kept Braun off TV for a little while and not worried about the championship because, you don't want to just have defense after defense after defense after defense because then it's, as they say, it's overexposure and then you get tired and it's not as fun. But, I mean, it's kind of a built-in story because Bray, lost the championship to Goldberg. Braun defeated Goldberg. Braun and Bray have their history with the Wyatt family from 5 years ago. So yeah, it's an easy story to build towards. But is it too soon for them to have this match? I don't know. I mean, I really can't say. I'm not the one booking the show. I know some fans might think it's too soon, but I really can't say if it is or isn't. Either way, I am looking forward to seeing this match. Which way it's gonna go, I'm not really sure, because again, don't know for sure if it's gonna be regular Bray Wyatt or if it's gonna be Fiend Bray Wyatt. Actually, let me look that up on WWE.com, because don't really know what the hell is going on with this. Waiting for WWE.com to load. Waiting for the .com to load. Money in the Bank ladder match. Alright. Yeah, so yeah, it doesn't say if it's it doesn't have him listed as the Fiend. It just says Braun Strowman versus Bray Wyatt. So, that's gonna end up being just I guess it's just gonna be Firefly Funhouse Bray Wyatt, like when he fought The Miz at TLC last year. Which, if that's the case, that's probably because they're gonna save the match with the Fiend for a later date. Which, if that's the case, then fine. I'm good with that. But either way, my prediction is for Braun Strowman to retain the championship in this one. Whether or not he'll pin him fairly, or it'll be some kind of DQ finish, I don't know. Either way, we're going to get at least one more match out of this. And that the next match will be him versus The Fiend. And then we come to the Raw main event match. The WWE Championship, Drew McIntyre defending against Seth Rollins. And this is a match that, if the quarantine stuff wasn't going on, I think would have been saved for SummerSlam. But because things, like I said, are uncertain, they're trying to, rush it right now. Which, again, I understand, but at the same time, this match, I do feel, is too soon to be happening. Because this is a match that would have been best saved for SummerSlam as the main event. But, what are you going to do? WWE, trying to provide us new content every week. They are limited in their resources for what they can do. Because, they don't have the full roster available to them right now, because some of them are overseas because they can't get back into the country. Others have decided to stay home during this quarantine stuff, and just a lot of uncertainty going on. But I do love Drew McIntyre. I'm so happy that he won the WWE Championship, and Seth Rollins, since he turned heel, I've been kind of 50-50 with him, but that's just me. Some people love him even more as the Monday Night Messiah that he is, his persona that he's been using now, but I don't know. I mean, I know it's going to be a very good match. That much is obvious. We already know that. We all already know that that's going to happen. We already know that it's going to be a good match, but it's just, again, this is a match that I do say is too soon, because this is a SummerSlam main event match, but now who knows what's going to happen with SummerSlam. Because after this, the only other confirmed pay-per-view that we have, I think, is Extreme Rules. Then that's happening in July, I believe. Let me look at that. Alright, scrolling through. Alright, pay-per-view schedule. Alright. And as of right now, the only other confirmed WWE pay-per-view is Extreme Rules on July 19th. And then after that, we have TakeOver on August 22nd, and then SummerSlam on the 23rd. That, as of right now, is still scheduled to be at the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. But who knows what's going to happen with that? Because, again, a lot of uncertainty with this. But who knows what will happen to the world over the next few months. But as of right now, my prediction is for Drew McIntyre to retain the WWE Championship. And again, this one, whether or not it's a clean finish or a DQ, bullshit finish with, Seth Rollins' disciples interfering, we shall see. And overall, it'll probably end up being a very good pay-per-view because, I mean, on paper, nobody was excited for WrestleMania when all the stuff started happening, but then it turned out to be a very, very enjoyable WrestleMania, especially the Boneyard match and Firefly Funhouse match. Also, I'm gonna be optimistic and I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt and hope that this will be a great pay-per-view. And if it's not, then you'll hear me rant about it on my recap next week. And with that said, that will do it for this edition of the Minutetides podcast. I hope you all enjoyed hearing what I had to say about this pay-per-view. And if you want to, feel free to share your predictions with me. But if you don't want to, that's cool. Make sure you do subscribe to the podcast again on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Castbox, Radio Public, Breaker, right here on YouTube, and follow me on Twitter at IamFozitude for all podcast updates. If you just want to chit chat with me, follow me on Instagram and Vero. Both of them are at Fozitude, and again on there, you can chit chat with me on either one of those. My DMs are open on all my social media apps. If you want to just talk about anything that's going on with you, if you saw my mental health awareness video from last week, like I said on there, just if you want to talk about anything going on in your lives, I'm happy to listen to you. I'm always here. My DMs are always open to anyone who wants us to have a conversation. And in the meantime, make sure you check out my other stuff here on the Minutetides podcast, my retro film reviews, my worst to best rankings. I just uploaded my Star Wars ranking earlier in the week on May the 4th. My classic wrestling pay-per-views. I have one coming up in a few weeks for that. That one is also going to be another watch along. I'm going to try to do it a little better than I did my first two. Because the first two, because a professional, watch along, they do like 3, 2, 1, and then they, tell you to play. So I'm gonna try to remember to do that for this one. My other Minutetides podcast episodes, my other movie reviews, all of them right here on the channel. And check out the Minutetides podcast store. I have t-shirts, available in regular t-shirt, V-neck t-shirt, ringer, baseball, tank tops, hoodies, adult sizes and kids sizes, stickers, magnets, pins, wall art for some, pillows for some, mugs, phone covers, face masks as well. Just started it. I just have it now available, set for all my t-shirt designs, available in face mask form. And I actually sold one a couple weeks ago. If you want to get, if you want a nice face mask, check out the Minutetides podcast store. The link is in the description. See it, look for a design that you like, choose a mask. If you want to support me during this crazy quarantine time, so join my Patreon for just $1 a month. If you don't want to, that's fine, but the link will be in the description below. $1 a month. As always, thank you all so much for watching, listening, subscribing. I love and appreciate every single one of you too. I truly and genuinely do. It's not just bullshit. I'm not just reading off a script, even though I kind of am. Because I've been saying it for so long, it's pretty much ingrained in my memory. I hope you're staying safe, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones. And if you're working in the medical field out there, if you're one of the nurses and doctors that are helping people during this time, so much love and respect to all of you. As a medical professional myself, albeit a non-essential one, according to Jacksonville, North Carolina, my love and respect is with you. And this has been the Minutetides Podcast. I am Julian, and I will see you all next time. Bye-bye.